the key. Three is good.
Tonight, the postseason continues in Kearney with the semifinals of the C-110 Sub-District Tournament. Game 1 features top-ranked Minden taking on Broken Bow. Game 2 features second-ranked Kearney Catholic tangling with Centura. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the left wing, Wells looked at the three, but Long was in the face, and pass is stolen away. Squires into the front court, kicks it over on the wing. Teal for three, it's on the way, no good. Rebound, Long. Long puts it back up and scores.
Only one game stands between the last two unbeaten girls teams of the state facing off on Thursday night. Two conference foes stand the way as Broken Bow and Centura look to spoil the party and keep their season alive. It's the C-110 Girls Semifinals coming up next. But first, the New Tech Tee pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Tee.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening once again, everyone, from Kearney High School. It's time for continuing coverage of the girls' C-110 Sub-District Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Kearney Catholic Stars get set to take on the Centura Lady Centurions. Earlier tonight, Minden, as expected, took care of Broken Bow, 77-28. Taylor Kissinger had 27 points, 9 rebounds, 17 points, 10 rebounds for Rebecca Stewart, 19 points for Brooke Kissinger, and 10 for Jamie Kissinger. Broken Bow was led by Jasmine Brooks with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Now the only other undefeated girls basketball team in the state, Kearney Catholic, gets ready for another matchup with one of their fiercest conference rivals, probably the team that has given them the most competition over the last 15 years in the Lou Platte Conference, Centura. Centura has had some teams like this where they've been outstanding and overwhelming favorites to go to state and do some great things. Well, tonight, they are the team that's going to have to look to pull an upset just to have a chance to play Minden on Thursday. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game after this timeout.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls' semifinal, brought to you by your friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Kearney Catholic is the visiting team tonight, even though they are the number two seed, and they will have their same starting lineup that they have had all year long for the most part. Number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Allie Prisoski. Number 22, 5'6" junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 43, 5'10" freshman, Anna Squires. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Bernke. Kearney Catholic is 23-0, ranked number 2 in C1 and number 10 in the all-class top 10, according to the Omaha World Herald. for the Centerra Lady Centurions. Number 14 is a 5'5" senior, Ashlyn Roth. Number 20 is a 5'9" senior, Brianna Dynas. Number 24, 5'10" junior, Casey Kolakowski. Number 42, a 5'5" junior, Mariah Neville. And number 54, a 5'10" junior, Annika Gleason. The longtime head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Kerenick and Courtney Aitken. They are 17-7 after a 2-4 start to the season. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better banking. Five Points Bank of Kearney. These teams met 1 week ago from this last Tuesday. 1 week ago at Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic won the game 60-38. Again, earlier tonight, a lot of the early games are already in the books. Let's give you some of those scores. Of course, you hear Minden take care of Broken Bow, 77-28. Arapahoe beat Alma 54-32. Bertrand down Loomis 51-33. Deschler over Hartland 54-29. It was Giltner over Kennesaw 51-43. St. Cecilia beat Donovan Trumbull 57-30. Also tonight, Ravenna beat Stapleton McPherson County 48-27. And it was Overton holding off Axtell by a score of 47-43. Right now, Blue Hill and Southern Valley are on the Breeze 94.5. Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth are on ESPN 1460, and they're all on PlatteRiverPreps.com. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
As always, a big thank you to Kearney High Athletic Director Mitchell Stein, the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. We're ready to get things underway. Kearney Catholic, the visiting green with gold trim, the home white and maroon trim for Centura. Centura will move from right to left. Kearney Catholic will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial here tonight. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda here for Game 2 of tonight's sub-district semifinal. It'll be Maddie Squires jumping center for Kearney Catholic. And for Centura, looks like they'll send out Casey Kolakowski, one of the top players in the Lou Platte Conference. But they're without Maddie Roth. She got injured in the final game of the conference tournament, didn't get to play last week, and that is a post player that they could definitely use and been a starter all year for Centura. Centura does win the opening tip. And we're underway. Kearney Catholic is going to start man-to-man. They've played more man this year than any other year under Coach Rick Petrie. And a three-pointer in the corner is off the iron by Mariah Neville. A very good three-point shooter. The rebound brought down by Anna Squires. So we're going to have an Anna and an Anna, depending on which team you're on. Left elbow with it is Connor. Gives it off on the wing to Calling. Up top off the pick and the roll. Maddie Squires into Anna in traffic. Kicks it back out. Connor from 16. No good. And boxing out the shooter will be Dinah. She gets the rebound, and Connor, trying to get to her miss, is going to be over the back. And that is the first foul of the game, and Centura will throw it in. Kearney Catholic will pressure the ball. Centura knows this is coming, and they will drop it in to Roth. Roth's path is knocked away by Prasoski, and then we've got an over and back violation here on Kearney Catholic. So Prasoski, when you make that steal right near midcourt, kind of sometimes forget where you are on the floor. So Centura with a basketball, and Kolakowski will bring it across the timeline. First minute of the game, over to Roth on the left wing. Top of the key, Annika Gleason. Pick and roll down low. Dinas lays it up and in. And Brianna Dinas has the first points of the game, and Centura on top 2-0. This is what worked for them last week. They're going to try that a little bit more. And as Colling bangs it down the lane, we've got a blocking foul called on Centura. That is going to go on Neville. That'll be the first on Mariah and the first foul of the game on the Centurions. So Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop. Get it into Squires. Back to Colling. 16-footer left corner is short. Maddie Squires grabs the offensive rebound. Dribbles back outside the arc. And they'll reset it here. Colling off the pick. Comes off the left corner to the baseline. High arching shot. Up and in. And a foul to go along with it. Nice shot by Whitney Colling. And the foul will be called on Centura's Casey Kolakowski. That'll be her first and the team's second. Calling a chance now to complete the three-point play after tying the ball game. And a free throw is up, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dinas. Dinas will hand it off to Kolakowski, guarded by Connor. Casey brings it into the front court, dribbles it off her foot. Now's going to need some help. Fires it out to Dinas. Well out on the left side of the key to Gleason. Switch on that. Now Connor's on her. Over to Kolakowski, guarded by Squires. That's a mismatch, but Kolakowski gives it up to Ashlyn Roth. Left baseline, stops on the block. Out to Casey, 4-3. It is in and out, no good. Gleason rebound, back up and in. Monica Gleason with the offensive putback, and Centura leads it by a score of 4-2. Kearney Catholic into the front court to Squires. Anna on the left wing. Dribbles until she's cut off to Maddie. Maddie for the three. It's off the iron, no good. And the rebound will be grabbed by Centura, and up the floor they'll come, but they'll throw it away. And the rebound that time, just double check, and went to Gleason. So they turn it over for the second time, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. 4-2 Centura, 5:45 to go first quarter. Anna Squires dribbles into the paint, almost tied up by Dinas, gets it back out to Manny, over to Colling. Calling the left-hand dribble, tries to dribble between the double team, and we got a reach-in foul called on Centura. Foul will be called on Mariah Neville. That'll be her second. And Coach Mettenbrink in that spot where they've got to be aggressive, but fouls will be maybe a problem. They're not all that deep, especially with an injury to Maddie Roth. Off the inbounds, they rotate around to Maddie Squires, backs her way in, has it knocked away by Brianna Dinas and taken away. Steal made by Dinas. Up ahead to Ashlyn Roth. The numbers aren't there, so she'll kick it back out to Gleason. Annika to the trailer. Kolakowski. Bounce pass underneath. Knocked away by Prasoski. Prasoski makes the steal, and up the floor she comes. 5-on-5, and there's a hand check foul. The third on Mariah Neville, and we're not 3 minutes into the game. And she's going to have to come out of the contest. And replacing her will be Emily Wells, who was a starter for most of this season. Caitlin Long is going to come in for Kearney Catholic, one of the very talented freshmen at 6'1", has really improved her post presence, and they try to get it to her and dumps it right back to Colling. Into the corner to Anna Squires. Now the lane's wide open, so she drives, but the layup hit the front of the iron, no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Dinas. Now last week it was O'Connor steps in front and just picks the pocket of Kolakowski here. Fourth Centura turnover to Colling. Colling comes in, off-balance jumper up and in, and another foul. Now there again, that's about the third time Centura's committed an unnecessary foul. Colling was already by him, and Dinas commits the foul, her first. Whitney now a chance at a three-point play. And it is 4-4 with 4:54 to go here. In the quarter, Colling missed the three-point chance last time, and she'll miss it again here. The rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Centura, they say. Caitlin Long must have tapped it off of one of the Centurions. Last week, it was Annika Gleason that had three fouls in the first quarter, which was way bigger of a deal because then their post presence, you had your two starters, Maddie Roth injured and Gleason out, and they really got hurt inside, didn't get the rebounds like we're already seeing them get here in this game. Off the inbounds, Prasoski trying to get free. Gets it down to the post to Anna Squires. Spins, puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Gleason, her third. Outlet pass into the front court to Wells. She'll stop and wait for her teammates to Kolakowski. Kolakowski, left side of the key. Kicks it back out. Wells, three-pointer over everything. And Long will grab the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Centura will have to stroke some of those threes tonight. Kylie Teal has checked in. She'll drive, got too deep, missed the shot, but got her own rebound and scored. Nobody boxed out Teal off the missed bucket, and Kearney Catholic has their first lead at 6-4. Gorlikowski into the front court, gives it to Ashlyn Roth. Right wing, waiting for some movement, tried to force it inside. The Stars will knock it away. And here's where the advantage for Kearney Catholic will come. They can play 9, 10, 11, and not worry about it. Morgan Studi and Michelle Messbarger are in. For Centura, Michaela Hansen comes in. Coach Mettenbrink knows she's got to counter. 6-4 the score. Centura ball down two now. They get it into Hansen, starts to drive, kicks it out to Kolakowski. To the left baseline, tough jumper, draws a foul on Prusoski. Two free throws coming up for Kolakowski. Allie Prusoski will be called for her first personal foul, second team foul. And Kolakowski will go to the line looking for her first points of the postseason. Casey puts it up and right through there. 3:54 to go here, first quarter. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Sport broadcast booth. A chance for Centura to tie the game. And the second free throw by Kolakowski is up, and it is in. So we are tied at six. With 3:50 to go here in the first quarter of play, Messbarger, her pass knocked out of bounds by Kolakowski. In front of the Kearney Catholic fans, and so that's where they'll take it out. But you can tell that the Kearney Catholic faithful expect to be here Thursday. If this is what they bring Thursday, we will not have a sellout. But you know that they're expecting to win tonight. But Centura is expected that they're going to try and pull the upset. And they've got a good crowd on hand. About half the Minden fans have stayed to watch as well. Right now, Kylie Teal trapped in the corner, tried to force it inside to Long, and Gleason steps in front, makes the steal. Third Kearney Catholic turnover. And now a timeout will be called by Centura because they get trapped out of the baseline. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. We're tied at six, Kearney Catholic and Centura, here on Classic Hits.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Kearney High with 3:20 to go in the first quarter of our C-110 girls sub-district semifinal. 6-6, Centura and the Stars. Centura forced to call the timeout out of the trap, and they'll bring it across the timeline. Teal on Michaela Hansen, reaching. Hansen is able to stay with it, give it over to Dinas. Dinas back up top to Roth, wide open, but does not take the shot. Over to Kolakowski, skips it back over to Dinas. On the give and go, back to Roth. She'll throw it over the rim, no good, but it comes off of Teal, and it's going to be Centura basketball. Referees had to get together to discuss that, but they got it right. And now Maddie Squires back in for Kearney Catholic. Coach Petrie, for the first two-thirds of the year, it was five in, five out. Since conference tournament time, it has not been that way. More regular substituting. One here, two there, another one here. He's still getting the same players in, but just not the same way. And here the ball is going to be turned over by Centura. Maddie Squires knocking it off the leg of Michaela Hansen. That'll be turnover number five for Centura. But so far, Coach Mettenbrink's got to be pleased with her kids' effort. Maddie Squires now backs her way in. 360 spin move and lays it over the front of the rim and in. Beautiful move by Maddie Squires. Her first bucket. And the Stars are up 8-6. Centura breaks the press, gets it underneath Gleason, wide open layup, good. Hansen on the assist. Second bucket for Annika Gleason, and it's 8-8. Messbarger into the front court to the trailer Studi. Kicks it out on the wing to Squires. Maddie off the pick, looking for the pick and roll. Long's covered, so she'll shoot the three. It's not good. It's picked up there by Studi. Back to Messbarger, and she'll score. Michelle Messbarger picked that one up off of a badly missed three, and Centura back into the front court. Down 10-8. Stars overplaying the ball. Press is broke. Oh, and before the layup by Gleason, they'll call a travel on Ashlyn Roth. The Stars had three players on the ball handler at midcourt. When she stepped through that, it was a 4-on-2 underneath. But they call Centura for shuffling the feet, and that'll be their sixth turnover. And there are some vocal fans here tonight feeling the importance of this game. Anna Squires over to Maddie. Back up top to Anna with a left-hand dribble. Starts down the lane, kicks it out to Messbarger for three, and it's good. And that's the first three of the game. Michelle Messbarger, back-to-back buckets, and it's a five-point lead for Kearney Catholic at 13-8. And now they knock Centura to the floor. Centura trying to get a timeout. Instead, it's a steal, but the shot by Teal is missed. Rebound by Krolikowski. Outlet pass the other way is turned over again. Stars come back, Maddie Squires. It's out of control right now. The ball thrown to Studi. She drops it. Here comes Krolikowski, 2-on-2. Casey takes it at the rack. Contact, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Squires dribbles it off her foot, and there's a double dribble. 1:02 to go here in the first quarter of play. 13-8 Stars. And the last minute of the action here needs to be burnt and never shown again to anyone ever. That was just 10 girls running up and down the floor without control of the basketball. Everybody going after it as Messbarger, hard pick set by Gleason on her, over to Dynas, passes up the 15-footer, feeds Gleason, who scores on the layup. I'll tell you what, disciplined basketball for Centura. And they cut it to 3, 13-10, 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Driving through Maddie Squires, and she's fouled. The shot off the iron won't go. Maddie will get two free throws. And Casey Krolikowski with her second foul. Mariah Neville has been on the bench with three fouls since the 5:20 mark. And Maddie Squires will shoot two. First free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Prasoski back in for the Stars. You've got both Squires, Messbarger, Teal, and Prasoski. For Centura, Wells is in there in place of Neville with the other four starters. Second free throw, good. Maddie Squires now with 3 points. 14-10, Kearney Catholic. This is kind of where we were last week before the big second quarter. Krolikowski trapped, throws it right to Teal. Teal takes it in, uncontested layup, and it is good. Kylie with her second bucket, and it's 16-10. That is the ninth turnover of the first quarter for Centura. Still time with 19 seconds. Krolikowski into the front court. Right on the sideline, picks her dribble up, then throws it off a foot and out of bounds to keep it for Centura. Connor and calling back in for the Stars with 13 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
Number 22, Whitney Collin.
And throwing it in is Gleason from the sideline. Out to Krolikowski. Over to Roth, trying to set up a play here in the final 10 seconds. Gleason guarded by Anna Squires. One dribble. Gives it to Wells. She drives. She shoots. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound, Shayla Connor. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here in the girls' C-110 Sub-District Semifinal. It's Kearney Catholic 16, Centura 10 on Classic Hits.
Melzack Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Melzack Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzack Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Ready to get the second quarter of play underway with Kearney Catholic leading Centura by a score of 16-10. Six of those points for Annika Gleason, but they had 9 turnovers. Kearney Catholic, 5 turnovers. And Michelle Besbarger has 5, Colling and Teal 4. Stars get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Tried the pick and roll, but no one rolled. And the ball is going to be picked up by Emily Wells. And in the front court, a hand check called on to Stars. Looks like this one will go on Colling. For Whitney, that'll be her first and the team's third. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2, Centura, 1 of 4, Kearney Catholic. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic, 1 of 3, Centura, 0 of 3. Rebounds, 8 for the Stars, 7 for the Centurions. Turnovers the difference, though. Everything else pretty even. Gleason, open 3, top of the key, tried it, didn't hit it. Fight for the loose ball. We're going to get a jump ball. Good hustle in there by Neville. And she's going to be able to get that tie-up with Anna Squires. And the arrow points the way of Centura, so they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Again, earlier tonight, Minden got a little bit of a better battle from Broken Bow, but in the end, the second half, they were able to take care of business 77-28. And here's a turnover by Centura. Krolikowski threw it into the paint to Gleason, who was going to throw it right back to Krolikowski, but Casey just stood there, didn't step back in, and she was standing out of bounds. 10th Centura turnover. Didn't get back in quite quick enough. Kayla Shendoff in to start the second quarter for the Stars. She'll fire it down to Squires, out to Colling for the three. It comes up short that time. Rebound into the corner. Grabbed by Wells. Knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll be Centura basketball. Kearney Catholic was hoping that they can get a lead here and kind of cruise like Minden did, but this was the difference last week, was the second quarter, and the pass against the press. Anna Squires picks it off, and the layup is no good. Boy, it bounced around, and Squires missed it. Gleason got the rebound, and now trying to find a way to get the ball up the floor. Shundoff poked at the ball and got a little bit there of the face of Emily Wells. Kayla Shundoff with her first foul, fourth team foul. A minute into the second quarter, the score has not changed. It remains 16-10. Ansley Litchfield leads South Loop 13-6 after the first quarter. And driving in Krolikowski between the double team, ends up on her face, and a foul called. And this one's on Colling, second on Whitney, and 2 free throws coming up for Krolikowski. Those are her only 2 points on a pair of free throws in the first quarter. And the free throw is up, and it is good. First point of the second quarter belongs to Krolikowski. Michelle Mesbarger in, and Colling will come out for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw, up and good. Casey's 4 of 4 at the line. 16-12, Kearney Catholic, 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. As Mesbarger into the front court, dribbled off her foot, and it's picked up there by Krolikowski. One-on-one, she'll stop, she'll shoot from 10, it won't go. And the rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Squires brings it all the way up the floor, but Centura was already back after that steal. They'll dump it into Shundoff, kick it out of the wing, Mesbarger, catch and shoot 3. That one is no good. Rebound grabbed by Krolikowski, her second. And then the outlet pass, the ball is tipped and it goes out of bounds. Both fans are unhappy. Centura wanted a foul. Kearney Catholic said there was no foul. It should have been their ball. Into the ball game for Centura, Mackenzie Gorecki checks in. And again, a bad inbounds pass here by Centura. Well covered. They just throw it to the Stars. And that's what hurts. Driving in, Kearney Catholic kicks it back out. Squires, Anna into the paint, out of the wing, Mesbarger into the corner, Teal, the deep three, good. And a timeout by Centura. Kylie Teal hits the three-pointer in the corner, and it's a full-length timeout. 5:59 to go in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic 19, Centura 12. We'll be right back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And back to basketball action here from the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Centura will throw it in, trying to avoid the trap. Michaela Hansen is back in, picks that dribble up, and that's what really hurts. But now wide open at the other end. They break it. Gleason goes in for the layup and scores. So that's the give and take. Kearney Catholic's been able to force more turnovers and get more points than Centura's been able to break the press and get layups. Squires one-on-one working on Gleason. Gleason goes in the air and just shoves her. She defended her well, and then when Anna decided to take the jump shot, Gleason left her feet and just crushed her. That'll be the first on Gleason, and Anna Squires will shoot her first free throws of the ball game. 19-14, Kearney Catholic. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. The winner plays Minden Thursday. The free throw no good. Kylie Teal has 7 to lead the way for Kearney Catholic. Neville's back in with the 3 fouls for Centura. And the second free throw down for Squires is on the way, and it hit the front of the rim, and Krolikowski grabs the rebound. Outlet pass into the front court. Roth. Roth attacks the hoop. She's fouled. The ball spins off the glass. No good. And Roth will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul will go on Anna Squires, her first. And now the team fouls have evened up a little. 7 for Centura, 6 for Kearney Catholic. And the senior Roth will put the free throw up and no good. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll recap the first half stats, give you scores from other girls' sub-district action, and recap the Minden win over Broken Bow with Coach Rick Cremosta. Second free throw missed by Roth, and the rebound brought down by Anna Squires, who committed the foul. That's her 5th rebound. Up to Maddie Squires. Maddie kicks it back out to Anna. Drop step, dribbles to the left elbow. Back cut, tries to get it to Messbarger. Ball deflected away, run down to the corner by Maddie Squires. Back out to Anna. She's in there with Teal, Messbarger, and Prasoski. Back cut, Messbarger. Bounce pass by Squires, gets to her, and Messbarger lays it up and in. 21-14, Kearney Catholic. Centura gets it to Dinas, into the front court, Neville. Neville left wing, back into Krolikowski, in the paint, off-balance jumper, and scores. Krolikowski with her first field goal of the game to go with 4 free throws. 21-16, and a hand check foul at the other end on Dinas. Both teams are in the 1-1. After every Centura make, Kearney Catholic has really pushed the tempo. And here comes Morgan Studi and Caitlin Long back in. The foul on Dinas was her 2nd. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 is Maddie Squires. She's 1 of 2, has 3 points here in the game. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's in. So Squires will earn the bonus. Kearney Catholic, 23-0. Centura, 17-7. During the regular season. And the free throw on the way, and that one skips out, no good. And Dinas will grab the rebound. 5th for Brianna. Gets it to Krolikowski, up the floor to Roth. Roth now with a 4-on-3, settles it down. Picks her dribble up, finds Krolikowski, the trailer. Gives it off to Dinas on the left block. Back out Neville. Neville holds the ball to Krolikowski. Inside, there's Dinas, shot blocked by Maddie Squires, and here comes Kearney Catholic the other way. Teal outlet pass long, it went through her hands ahead of everybody, and out of bounds it goes. 8th turnover for Kearney Catholic. At the half, it's Blue Hill 39, Southern Valley 13. Wow. That's currently on the breeze, 94.5. The winner gets St. Cecilia. And there is a fight for the ball down low. Gleason had it knocked away. Who are they going to call the foul on? They're going to call it on Gleason. Boy, oh boy, they're letting them play right now, folks. And Coach Kathy Mettenbrink is talking to the official. My girl's on the floor. All right, at the line will be Michelle Messbarger to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw is good. And Gleason picks up her second foul. That's a costly foul. Already three on Neville, two on Dinah Skrolikowski and Gleason. And a second free throw on the way, and Messbarger hit them both. She's got nine, 24-16. Roth gets it to Gleason in the backcourt. Relying on her a little bit more here. Skrolikowski across the timeline. Gets by a defender, drives in, off the window, eight-footer good. Skrolikowski may have to start taking it over. Sometimes she's a little timid, but when she decides to go, she's as good as anybody. She's got eight up top. Maddie Squires starts to drive, 360, left-hand layup, good. Same way with Maddie Squires. When she goes, she'll take it all the way in. Doesn't matter who's in the way. She finds a way to get around him or through him. And it's back to an eight-point lead, and Centura is going to have to call another timeout. They'll have only two remaining. 3:30 to go here in the first half of play. It is Kearney Catholic 26 and Centura 18. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Kearney, now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be right back.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Kearney High School. 3:30 to go in the first half. Centura hanging in with Kearney Catholic, 26-18. But they had to call their third timeout here. They've been forced against the pressure all game long, and it has bothered them. Skrolikowski into the front court, stops in the right corner, out to Gleason. Annika, they've had to take her out of the paint to open it up a little. Now Neville drives, and it's off her leg, out of bounds. Those are the turnovers that have killed Centura. I've got them for 14, and I would venture to say about six of those are not because of Kearney Catholic's pressure, dribbling off the leg or making an inbounds pass that goes to a place that is covered well. So they've got to cut down on those, and they were for a little bit as Dinas pokes it away, but Prasoski's right there for the Stars. And now the pass, Skrolikowski. Runs into the official. That ball goes out of bounds. She wasn't going to be able to grab it anyway. But, again, getting a hand on it. But you're in a very important spot now. 3 minutes to go before half. Centura did not want to fall behind by more than 10. They don't want to fall behind by more than the 8 that they're at right now. But they've been stymied a little bit offensively. Teal out to Squires. Left elbow back to Teal. Backing in on Neville with those three fouls. Out to Squires. Open three. Maddie puts it up. It is short. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Mariah Neville. That'll be her first of the game. Brings it all the way up the floor. Has to stop. Gets it to Skrolikowski. Pulls up. Is fouled. And two free throws are coming. Skrolikowski, who's 4-4 at the line, has 8 points, three rebounds. Gleason has 8 points. And that's what you got. Your big two have all but 2 points. The foul on Maddie Squires is her first. And Skrolikowski down to shoot two. First one is up, no good. Kearney Catholic will bring Shayla Connor, and Jordan Streit will check into the game. An update from Kearney Catholic, where they got a later start. 7-4, Elm Creek leads Wilcox Hildreth at the end of one. Casey Skrolikowski hits the second free throw. She's got 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game. 26-19, Kearney Catholic by 7. 2:20 to go, first half. Prasoski has really been held in check. Allie hasn't scored. She hasn't even got a three-point attempt. She usually gets out of the gate quickly. Connor Left-hand dribble to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Long. She drives, and Gleason just picked up her third personal foul.
Personal foul on the Centurions.
And two free throws coming up. And Caitlin Long will shoot two. Again, the Centura faithful unhappy with that. Again, it's Gleason's third foul, and the free throw by Long is no good. 2:07 to go. And all Centura can do is keep their kids in there and play. Long second free throw, no good. Gleason will grab her fifth rebound. Give it off to Kronikowski. Casey pushes it up with the right-hand dribble into the corner to Neville. On Prasoski, tries to drive and kicks it back out to Gleason after a couple of dribbles. She's outside the key right side, guarded by Jordan Streit. Pass deflected, and then it ends up in Streit's hands, and Jordan's ahead of everybody. The layup is good.
Jordan.
Two Centurions ran into each other going for the ball, and Streit just picked it up and scored. So a big change there. Could have been a four-point swing. Kolakowski breaks the press. Three on two. Takes it all the way in and missed the layup. It goes out of bounds off of Gleason. It's Kearney Catholic ball. Oh, boy. I told you this was a big 2 minutes. And Kearney Catholic has really got a call down here. Then got a steal. Got a layup. Forced another turnover. They're up by nine and they've got the ball. Centura had a chance. Heard a couple of layups and didn't cash in either time. Jordan Streit with it at the top of the circle. Swings it over to Studi up top to Connor. Minute 15 to go. Reverse it left side to Streit. Dribbles to the high post and walks to the basketball. Ninth turnover for Kearney Catholic. And here comes Mackenzie Goretzky. And with her checking in, Gleason will check out. And Anna Squires in for Kearney Catholic. So a minute 10 to go here before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. It's into Kronikowski. Back to Dynas, just trying to play catch and stay out of the trap. But they picked that dribble up too quick. Back to Kolakowski. Connors went for the steal, couldn't get it. Now long outlet pass to Neville. One of the three, she's covered. Back to Casey Kolakowski. Back to Neville. Neville starts to dribble into the paint. Dishes it off underneath. There's Goretzky. She's fouled. Good pass by Neville. And McKenzie will go to the line to shoot two free throws. And Centura will need every single one of these. And this will be the third different player to shoot free throws. The foul on Anna Squires will be her second. And the first free throw by the junior Goretzky up and in. Her first point of the game. 28-20, Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires in. Don't forget, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up next. We'll talk with head coach Rick Cremosta of the Minden Lady Whippets after their big win. First half stats, scores from other games, and more. Keep it here. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Danabrog, Bola, second free throw, dancing around, no good. Kronikowski got the rebound. Might have got fouled, no call. She missed the shot. And the rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Into the front court comes Kearney Catholic again. There was a golden chance at two more points, and Centura just not getting him to go. Prasoski forces the issue. Her runner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Goretzky. Outlet pass to Neville. Neville takes it towards the hoop, lost the handle. Ball loose, and a foul, fighting for the loose ball, and they're going to call it on Centura as Prasoski and Roth were going after the basketball. Ashlyn Roth with her first personal foul, and it is the 10th team foul. So two free throws coming up for Allie Prasoski, who has yet to score in the game.
21, Allie Prasoski, shooting two shots.
And as everybody gets set, we wait for the first of two free throws. And the first one is on the way. It bounces around off the glass and through. 29-20. And as we analyze this going into the second half, as many things have bounced Kearney Catholic's way, they currently lead it by only nine with a chance to go up 10 here. And Prasoski hits it. So that's the biggest lead of the game. 10 points now for Kearney Catholic. 30-20. Centura cannot afford to turn it over here in the last 15 seconds. And they do. They step on the sideline with Prasoski putting the pressure on. That is the 16th turnover of the half. And Coach Rick Petrie yells in the play here for what should be the final shot of the half. Jordan Streit takes the inbounds. Gives it to Squires on a give and go. Streit to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Connor. Connor drives. The layup is up, and it is in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Krolikowski at half court hits the deck, and we are at halftime with the final halftime score, 32-20 in favor of Kearney Catholic. And we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are at halftime with the score Kearney Catholic 32 and Centura 20. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home to farm and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Catholic 32 and Centura 20 at halftime. We'll give you some other scores in just a little bit, but our first game tonight saw the Minden Whippets remain undefeated with a 77-28 victory over Broken Bow, the third time that the teams had met this year. 27 points for Taylor Kissinger, 19 for Brooks, 17 points, 10 boards for Rebecca Stewart. Head coach Rick Cremosta joins us here. And, Coach, you've been waiting for the postseason all along, and here it is. It started tonight. Your thoughts on the way your team played?
Well, you know, it was a third-time game. You play somebody three times, so they knew us pretty well, and we knew them pretty well. It just the way it was, Doug. And, you know, it's postseason play. You got to be at your best every night if you can.
Well, you jumped on them right away. You got the press. You score that first bucket, and then it's press, turnover, layup, press, turnover, layup. You're up 12-0 about 90 seconds in. But then it seemed like Broken Bow got their bearings and they played you a little bit more competitively for a while.
Yeah, they did. You know, you got to give Broken Bow a lot of credit. They hung in there, and, you know, we got up on them early, but they battled, and we kind of lost our intensity a little bit. But Broken Bow had a little bit to do with that also, I think. But, you know, it's one of those deals.
When you go to practice tomorrow, what are some of the things that you're going to be trying to work on, or is it just fine-tuning from here on out?
Well, it's pretty hard to do a lot, you know, with one day to prepare for either Centura or Kearney here. But it's just a matter of staying focused and bringing our intensity come Thursday. I know the girls will, whoever we're playing, they've been looking forward to that. And so we need to get sharper in practice, no question about it, and just keep battling.
Talking with Minden Girls Coach Rick Cremosta here at halftime of our second game between Kearney Catholic and Centura. What kind of group is this? We see the newspaper and television articles and stories about the Kissinger girls, which obviously should be. That's quite a special story. But what kind of group is this when you practice, when you are in the locker room? Are they pretty joking? Are they serious? Or what kind of group do you got?
Well, you know, there's a little bit of everything there. Probably like a lot of girls' teams, that's kind of the way it is. You know, of course, the Kissingers, they're kind of the catalysts of it, Brooke and James. But they're twins, but they're different in a lot of ways. But they've got that competitive fever. That's one thing that they have the same of, and that competitiveness. And, you know, and Taylor, she's a sister, but she's a lot different than both of those girls. But they're really free-spirited girls, all the players. They get along well. It's a joy to coach him, I can tell you that. It's been a pleasure, and we just hope that the ride continues a little longer.
What have you, just kind of your assessment of what you've seen here in the first half of this game between Kearney Catholic and Centura?
Well, it's a good ball game, you know, Doug. I think Centura's got some fight in them tonight, it looks like to me. And if they can get a little run going here, I think they can make it a pretty good ball game. You know, Kearney Catholic, they're Kearney Catholic. They've got all the depth and great shooters and great skill players, and they're athletic. And that's not going to change Thursday night either, depending on who we might see. So, you know, it's an entertaining game. I think both teams are playing hard.
We're 16 minutes away from what some fans have been waiting for the whole year. And for the teams, once you guys got into the second part of the season and were playing as well as you were, you don't open the gym 90 minutes before a ball game unless it's got a big-time atmosphere. If Kearney Catholic wins that, the only two undefeated teams in the state finally will clash heads. How much are you looking forward to having the chance to play in a game like that?
Well, it'd be a great game for the kids to compete in. You know, it'd be a state tournament type atmosphere, Doug, and it's going to be fun for the kids and to be part of it. But it's still 5-on-5 out there in the court, so there'll probably be a lot of spectators here. But it's still 5-on-5 out there, and that doesn't change.
Last question: you've had only one game that has been in doubt in the fourth quarter this year in the last couple of minutes, and that was against St. Cecilia. What did you see from your team? And if you get in that situation again, how they handled that?
Well, I hope we're never in that situation, first of all. But I got a feeling that could be the case. It's not like we're playing with a lot of kids that don't have much experience out there. Brooke and Jane, they played 96 games for me now, or 97 games. So they've been around the block a few times, and they've been in some tight games. And Taylor is a freshman. She's played enough basketball that she's not a freshman. And Becca, she was a starter last year. I really feel like, you know, that maybe the experience will help us with that a little bit. It's just a wait and see type of deal, but I like the way we play.
All right, Rick, best of luck on Thursday, and congratulations on the win tonight.
All right, thank you, Doug. We'll see you Thursday.
You bet. Rick Cremosta, head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets. They won it easily tonight, 77-28. Over Broken Bow. We'll be back with the first half stats at Kearney Catholic Centura after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Here's a quick rundown of your first half stats. First off for Centura, it is Brianna Dinas with 2 points, 5 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski leads the way with 9 points, 4 rebounds. Mariah Neville and Emily Wells each have a rebound. Mackenzie Goretzky has 1 point, 1 rebound. And Annika Gleason, 8 points, 5 rebounds. 10 points in each quarter, 20 points, 17 rebounds. 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from three-point land, but 17 turnovers. And Centura has 3 fouls on Gleason and Neville, 2 on Krolikowski and Dinas. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger leads 7 different players in the scoring category with 9. She's got 1 rebound. Shayla Connor, 2 points and a rebound. Jordan Strike, 2 points. Allie Prasoski, just 2 points. Whitney Colling, 4 points. Morgan Studi, a rebound. Kylie Teal, 7 points and a rebound. Maddie Squires, 6 points, a rebound, and a block. Anna Squires, 6 boards, but hasn't scored. And Caitlin Long, 1 rebound. 16 points in each quarter. That's 32 points, 12 rebounds. 6 out of 14 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block, 9 turnovers. Kearney Catholic leads it 32-20, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Milzak Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzak Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second half. Shayla Connor for the left-hand corner. She'll take the first shot. It's up no good. Dinos will grab her sixth rebound and get it to Krolikowski. She'll bring it up the floor. Cross over here on Connor. Get it to the front court to Neville. Tries to force it inside. Ball deflected. Neville got it back. They want to get that ball to Gleason. Neville, the shortest player probably out there, and this time it is thrown away. She's looking for somebody to get it to, and Connor stepped in front. And that is the 18th Centura turnover, the biggest difference in this game. And now Dinah steps in front, gets it at the other end to Neville. Two on three. Mariah stops to the trailer, Gleason. Underneath, they left Dinah alone, and she's fouled. Didn't get the continuation, but two free throws coming up for Brianna Dinas. And two free throws coming up here for Brianna. The foul is called on Whitney Colling, who basically never gets in foul trouble. That's her third. Dinas, the first of two, is good. In the first half, 6 of 10 at the line for Centura, 6 of 14 for Kearney Catholic, really struggling from the charity stripe. Second free throw on the way, and that's too strong. Rebound, Anna Squires. It went right off her knee and out of bounds, so a break for Centura. But Centura has not been able to take advantage of some of the breaks, the few that they got in the first half. Looking inside. There's the layup. Dinas there missed the layup. That's just what's, when you're the underdog, just really hurts. Maddie Squires with the rebound. They got the look, couldn't finish, and now Squires goes coast to coast and scores. That has happened about four times here today, and it's a 13-point lead for Kearney Catholic at 34-21. Neville lobs it down to Gleason, powers it up short, missed the five-footer. Rebound brought down by Squires, her seventh. Stars trying to get a quick start to the third quarter and maybe put this away. Connor trying to force it into Colling. It's deflected right back to her, and Kearney Catholic going to call a timeout. That'll be the first timeout for the Stars. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 34 and Centura 21. We'll be right back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, if you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kearney Catholic ball out of the timeout. Connor from the right side all the way to the left makes the layup, but they're going to call a hand check foul before she attacked the rim. And the foul will be on Brianna Dinas, and she has three. Can Centura stay in the game, and can they stay in the game with their players not fouling out? Lob to the up top, Maddie Squires. Over to Prasoski, into the corner to Colling, trying to set up Anna Squires. Double team, skip pass over to Connor. She's left alone. Three is on the way. It is no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Annika Gleason. That'll be her sixth. Gives it to Krolikowski. Casey brings the ball up the floor. Crossover across the timeline to the left side to Neville. Back up Krolikowski, and she'll back it out and spread the floor here against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man. Squires on her. Into the corner, Neville gets a three from the right corner on the way, but it is no good, and Squires will pull down the rebound. Still Ofer from beyond the arc for Centura. Long pass, Neville with a great pick at the other end. And Mariah will get it back over to Casey, who's being asked to do a lot tonight for the Centurions. Dribbles to the left elbow. Back to Neville now on the left wing. Neville loves getting in that corner and shooting threes. Up to Gleason. The Squires right on her, 25 feet out. Gives it to Krolikowski. Puts it up from nine and bounces off the iron. No good. Colling pulls down the rebound. Whitney pushes the ball up the floor. into the corner. Anna Squires from 18 feet. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Annika Gleason. And Gleason will give it off to Krolikowski. Krolikowski will bring it to the top of the circle to the left elbow. Bounce pass underneath to Gleason. Swatted out of there by Maddie Squires. Ends up in Krolikowski's hand. Shot no good. Out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. And the Stars now will sub four new players in. Teal, Studi, Long, Messbarger. And staying in the game will be Prusoski. It will be Centura ball, but somebody's got to go take it out. And so Krolikowski will. 34-21, Kearney Catholic. Inbounds comes up top. They try to get it to Gleason. Messbarger picks it off. She's headed to the other end. The layup is good. 11 points for Michelle Messbarger, and it's 36-21. And the inbounds again knocked away by Messbarger, but out of bounds. And into the game is going to be Emily Wells.
Checking in for the Centurions, number 44, Emily Wells.
Then Neva will check out. Centura had a great game plan tonight, and I'm not going to say they didn't execute it. It's just that their shots aren't going, and they've made, just like we saw again, some turnovers that were very unnecessary tonight as Roth brings the ball up the floor here. Picks her dribble up, finds Krolikowski. Wrap around is kicked, and they'll have to bring it in from the sideline. Score update. It is Blue Hill 52, Southern Valley 32 at the end of three. And Silver Lake, or South Loop, trailing Ansley Litchfield late third, 28-24. Lava to the right-hand corner. Krolikowski off the screen, hits the 10-footer. 11 points now for Casey, 36-23. Centura's going to have to pick it up. Open three, Studi, and it's in. And once again, Centura scores, and Kearney Catholic answers back within 10 seconds. And that time, it's a three, Studi's first bucket of the evening. 39-23, presses on. Gleason gets it up to Krolikowski into the front court. Casey, crossover, puts it down, drives, spins it off the rim, foul, but it won't go, so they've got to earn it at the free throw line. Krolikowski's 5 of 6 at the line, has a team high 11 points, and Studi with her first foul. And Krolikowski, as she goes to the line to shoot a couple, let's tell you that Arapahoe beat Alma, Bertrand beat Loomis tonight, Deschler over Hartland, Eustace Farnham over SCM, free throw too strong. Giltner beat Kennesaw, Hastings over Grand Island, 57-52, St. Cecilia over Donovan Trumbull, Hershey beat Cozad, Minden over Broken Bow here, St. Pat's beat Maxwell, Ravenna over Stapleton, McPherson County, Red Cloud over Harvard, Sandhills Thedford over Burwell, and that's pretty much everything in the area. Stewart beat Anselmo Myrna. Second free throw up and good for Krolikowski. She now has a dozen points. 39-24, Kearney Catholic, and they've got the ball. Get it into Messbarger. Gets by one. Gets by two. Backside open Studi. Short jumper good. And I think Centura is just running out of gas right now. Gleason fires it into the front court to Dinas. Underneath tries to get it to Wells. It's tipped by Messbarger and another steal. Outlet pass Teal. Two on two to the trailer. Long. She'll score. And this is the Kearney Catholic Stars that Coach Rick Petrie is used to seeing. And Centura's got a call. A timeout. Krolikowski came down for a breather, but not for very long. With 3:40 remaining in the third quarter of play, it is now Kearney Catholic 43 and Centura 24. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Out of the timeout, Centura turns it over for the 21st time, and Kearney Catholic's back into it. Shunned off, top of the key, takes the jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Brianna Dinas. Outlet pass, shunned off, steals it away. Kayla gets it to the trailer, Studi, back out to Teal, spot up three. That one will not go, and it's going to be saved in to Dinas. And Dinas trying to make it up the floor, has it knocked away from behind, and Centura turns it over. 43-24, Kearney Catholic. With it is Messbarger, tries the right side and ends up skipping one too many times. Travel call, 12th turnover on Kearney Catholic. Goretzky back in for Centura, and Colling re-enters for Kearney Catholic. It will be Centura ball, so they've got Roth out there, Krolikowski, Goretzky, Gleason, and also Wells. Still full court press here by Kearney Catholic. Get it into Wells. Emily wants to get it to Krolikowski, but Krolikowski's not sticking around to find out anything, and they'll flop it into the front court to Gleason, down to Goretzky. The ball deflected away by Colling, out of bounds. Centurion ball underneath their own hoop. So it looks like it will be Kearney Catholic and Minden, 7 o'clock Thursday night here at Kearney High, here on Classic Hits. The doors open at 5:30. We'll be on the air at 6:45. With it is Roth, out to Krolikowski. 16-footer is short. Rebound, though, Gleason grabs her eighth, and she'll be fouled as she takes it to the hoop. Two free throws coming up for Annika Gleason. And the foul will be on Caitlin Long. That'll be her first of the evening. Gleason's first trip to the line, 8 points, but six of those came back in the first quarter. And the free throw is no good. Back in for Kearney Catholic. Connor, Squires. Again, earlier tonight, it was all Minden, 77-28 over Broken Bow. And that was the most points Broken Bow scored on Minden in three tries this year. Second free throw up. Missed it. Too strong. Shunned off. Will grab the rebound here for the Stars. Off to Connor. Brings it up with a left-hand dribble and then walks. She was going to throw it to Colling, and Colling was taken off to go run the play. So turnover number 13 for the Stars. Centura needed to play a perfect game tonight for the most part, and they just didn't happen. Too many missed shots, too many turnovers, and now they're down by 19. Krolikowski into the lane. She'll adjust and score. Nice play by Casey. Five of the quarter, 14 of the team's 26 points, 43-26. As we approach the two-minute mark here in the third quarter, and all the way down, Colling lays it up and in. Whitney took it down the left side, then got to the corner, drove the baseline, and now has 6 points. So again, when Centura scores, Kearney Catholic answers right back. Now a steal, Colling, and she's fouled hard as she takes it to the hoop. Casey Krolikowski with her third personal foul. And at the line will be Whitney Colling. She missed two free throws back in the first quarter, and she'll try again to help it out here. These are the first free throws of the second half for the Stars, who were just 6 of 14 in the first half. And the first one is spinning out. No good. Prasoski and Anna Squires back in for the Stars. Shunned off and Long will check out. Second free throw for Colling. It's up, and it's no good. And the fight for the rebound, Maddie Squires wins it, and she'll lay it up and in. Squires now with 10 points in the ball game, 47-26, the lead 21. Again, don't forget, you can hear all of our games on PlatteRiverPreps.com. The podcasts are there as well. Photos of tonight's game, you can download, see them for free. And the final timeout of the game has been called by Centura, with 1:34 to go, third quarter, 47-26, Kearney Catholic.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most.
If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Kearney High. Centura basketball out of the timeout. Maddie Squires forces another turnover from the backcourt to the front court. The layup too strong. Krolikowski will run it down. She'll grab her fifth rebound, trying to throw it the length of the floor, and turns it over. The ninth turnover of the quarter, the 26th unofficially of the ball game for Centura. And we've got a minute 16 to go here in the third quarter. Connor brings it across the timeline for the Stars. Shayla dribbling on the left side of the key up top to Maddie Squires. Back over to Jordan Streit. Streit holds the ball to Connor. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Connor off the back cut. Now Anna Squires takes the 17-footer. No good. Follows her shot, but Krolikowski grabs the rebound. Up the floor, Connor pokes it away. There's been a battle between those two all night. Casey trying to get by her on the right side, and Connor just keeps forcing her to the sideline. Here's Michaela Hansen in for Centura. And Gleason to throw it into Hansen in the front court. Off a couple of picks, they get it over to Wells. Against the Stars, man-to-man up top. Goretzky lobs it into Gleason. Catches, turns, and a foul. Two free throws coming up for Annika Gleason, who is 0 of 2 at the line. Allie Prusoski with her second personal foul, fourth team foul of the half. You're listening to Sub-District trying to get to state tournament-type basketball here on KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The free throw, Gleason, good. She's got 9 points. That's her first point of the half. 47-27 Stars. It was a 12-point game at the half, six after one. Second free throw, short. Rebound grab by Maddie Squires. Fifth board. She'll try to go coast-to-coast. Stopped there by Goretzky. Kicks it out to Prusoski. Prusoski out on the wing to Anna Squires. Centura has shut her down tonight. Prusoski has not scored from the field. Here's a three. Maddie Squires, it's good. Squires with her first three. Seven of the quarter, 13 of the game. And the Stars, again, just little by little, extend the lead. At the other end, Goretzky's short jumper won't go. Squires, another rebound. She's playing like it's the opening tip. Gives it off to Jordan Streit. 5 seconds. Squires, 2 seconds. Doesn't know that that's what's left, and her desperation shot will end the quarter. It's Kearney Catholic 50 and Centura 27. You're listening to the C-110 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
As we start the fourth quarter of play, it will be Centura basketball, and they turn it over. Trying to lob it down low. That's number 27, 50 to 27, Kearney Catholic. Going to meet Minden. Everybody's been waiting for it. And now Kearney Catholic dribbles it off their foot for their 14th turnover. Everybody's been waiting for it. It's going to happen. The battle of unbeatens, 24-0 Kearney Catholic, 23-0 Minden. Thursday night, 7 o'clock here at Kearney High, here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we will have all the action for you. The gates will open here at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon, anticipating a full house as a foul is called on Anna Squires. That's her third, and two free throws coming up for Brianna Dinas. Casey Kolakowski, the only Centurion with a field goal in the second half, as the free throw bounces around and will not go in. Long now in for the Stars. Centura is led by Kolakowski with 14. Gleason has 9 for Kearney Catholic, 13 for Maddie Squires, 11 for Michelle Messbarger. Dinas hits the second free throw. She now has 4 points. 50-28, Kearney Catholic. As we play out the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits, Messbarger sees a little spot to drive. She'll score. She'll be fouled. Messbarger playing with fire here tonight. She has attacked at every possible position. She forced a ton of turnovers in the first half. The fourth foul on Annika Gleason. The free throw no good. The rebound will be grabbed by Dinas. I've got her for 9 boards. Gives it to Michaela Hansen. Just about all of Centura is on the verge of fouling out here. Hansen gets it into the front court to Roth. Roth has a little room, but doesn't shoot the basketball. Drove, couldn't get it away. To Hansen, trying to get it down low. The ball deflected away. And Anna Squires will come up with the steal. Up ahead to Prasoski, to the baseline, Messbarger. Back out of the wing to Anna Squires, left side. Dribbles to the high post. Keeps going to the right elbow. Stops, goes back against the grain. Messbarger's open. 15-footer, no. Board comes down to Annika Gleason, and that's her 9th. And here comes Centura. Kearney Catholic drops back. So after a battle in the first half, the Stars took over in the third quarter, and now it's just play it out. 52-28. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Centura with the ball. They're still fighting out there. Get it down to Gleason as she squares up. She's fouled. Kolakowski right now on the bench getting a breather for Centura. And Gleason will go back to the line. Annika is 1 of 4 at the line. Centura is 10 of 20 from the free throw line. And Kearney Catholic is 6 of 17. Yeesh. I have to shore that up on Thursday. Free throw good for Gleason. Here comes Kolakowski back in for Centura. And calling for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now for Gleason. On the way, and it is good. So Gleason hits them both. She's got 11 points, 9 rebounds, 1 board short of the double-double, 52-30, Kearney Catholic. Here comes Prasoski, dribbling up the right side. Stops with the dribble, kicks it out to Kylie Teal, who's re-entered. Teal backs into the high post, keeps going. Left-handed runner, spins off the rim, no good. Long goes over the top, got the rebound, and fouling out Annika Gleason. So Long will go to the line to shoot 2, and Annika Gleason has fouled out of the basketball game. Just a junior, so she'll be back next year, but you've got some seniors that are going to be playing their final moments tonight for Centura, and Coach Mettenbrink going to take a few extra seconds here before subbing in as Gleason will finish with 11 points, 9 rebounds in tonight's basketball game. Fouls out with 6:03 to go. Goretzky will check in. Great game tonight by Gleason. Now the free throw by Long. And the first of 2 is up and rattles out. Final score, Blue Hill 59 and Southern Valley 30. Ansley Litchfield, a 4-point lead over South Loop with just 2 minutes to go as that comes to the wire. Second free throw long. No good. She stepped over the line anyway. How about 6 of 19 from the free throw line for your undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars? Coach Petrie happy that this is not going to come down to the end as they put some token pressure out of the backcourt. Roth gets it across with the pass. Stops. Kicks it back to Dinas. Backside, Neville. Neville's open. Step back from about 11. The shot, no good. Ball fought for. Goretzky will get the rebound. Second chance opportunity here for Centura. Ball ends up in Neville's hands in the right-hand corner. Mariah to the free throw line. Goretzky squared up, didn't take it. Over to Roth. Nobody on her. Shoots the 16-footer. No good. Rebound loose. Neville grabs it. Third chance here for Centura. Back to Goretzky in the paint. Tried to get it to Dinas instead of shooting it and turns the basketball over. Here comes Colling. Colling down the middle of the floor. Looks for the wing. And there it is. Messbarger for the 3. No good. Follows her shot. Back up from 10. In and out. No good. And then it's chased down by Neville. And Centura back in possession. 5 minutes to go, 52-30. Kearney Catholic leading it here in the C-110 girls sub-district semifinal. Roth with the dribble to the right elbow. Into the corner to Neville. You can just tell they are tired. Krolikowski at three, no. Messbarger with the box out, gets the rebound. Outlet pass calling, and she's fouled. The shot won't go. Ashlyn Roth with her second personal foul. Centura 0 of 6 from beyond the arc tonight. Never got a lot of good looks. And at the line, Whitney Colling. She has struggled from the charity stripe tonight. She is 0 of 4. Colling a 54% free throw shooter. The lefty puts it up, and she doesn't like it up here on the hill. That one's too strong. Connor and Studi back in for Kearney Catholic. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coach's interview, and we'll give you some scores from around the area. Second one, no good again. And the rebound brought down by Dinas, and there's number 10 for Brianna to Krolikowski. Nice crossover dribble to Shake Colling. Gives it to Neville on the left wing. 4.5 to go. Up top to Roth. Ashlyn holds the ball, waits for some movement, gets it to Krolikowski, and Colling went for the steal and committed the foul. That'll be her fourth. And that'll be her fourth, the team's sixth, or is it the seventh? It will be the seventh. So 1-1 coming up here for Krolikowski. Casey is 6 of 8 from the charity stripe, has a team-high 14 points, and has the only two field goals of the entire second half for Centura. Free throw up and in. So Centura was missing shots in the first half. They're just not getting as many in the second half. Only two field goals. And the free throw number 2 is no good. So 1 of 2. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. Long and Goretzky were battling it. It just kind of took a weird bounce. Both had to leave their feet. Long, being the taller of the two, ended up tapping it. And out of bounds it goes. So Centura to throw it in. 52-31 Stars. Lob it up top to Dinas. Dinas into the paint. Pulls up from 8. Drains the jumper. 6 points for Dinas. 52-33. 4:15 to go. Calling into the front court for the Stars. Gives it back to Kylie Teal. Teal all by her lonesome on the left wing, except for the defense of Neville. Skip pass over to Connor. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic. With 4:02 to go in the basketball game, it is Kearney Catholic 52, Centura 33. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Mitch Stein here at Kearney. 4 minutes to go in this semifinal. Pick and roll down to Anna Squires. And a foul going to be called on Centura. Looked like Dinas trying to step in there and knock the ball away. That'll be the fourth on Dinas. And the sixth team foul. So Centura will play D. Kearney Catholic will try to lob it in. Top of the key to Squires. Back up top to Connor. Holds the ball after a couple of dribbles. Calling on the left wing. Skip pass over to Studi. She'll fire the three-pointer. No good. Kearney Catholic 4 of 13 from the outside. Rebound to Anna Squires to Teal. She's over everything with that one. And another rebound by Kearney Catholic. I think Studi got that one. Now she tries a three. No good. And the rebound brought down by Ashlyn Roth. Up to Krolikowski. Into the front court to Neville. Back to Casey. She's unguarded. Takes two dribbles. Pulls up from 11. No good. Rebound brought down by Squires. And you can just tell, again, how tired Centura is. Kearney Catholic's just been able to sub more. 3 minutes to go. Squires, Anna on the post. Turns. Walked with the basketball. She thought the defender she had on her hip was the only person there, and when she spun around, right into the defender. And that's the 15th turnover for Kearney Catholic. Definitely the Stars have to improve if they hope to knock off Minden on Thursday from their performance tonight. Free throw shooting 6 of 21, 15 turnovers. And yet they're still up by 19. That tells you something. Same kind of thing Minden tonight. They didn't shoot free throws well. They had some turnovers, and they still put up a ton of points, 77. Dinas into the corner. There's Neville. Gets a three-pointer away. It's off the rim, no good. And Goretzky will get the rebound and a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Both teams are in the 1-1. And the foul will go against the Stars, Maddie Squires. That'll be her second. And at the line, Mackenzie Goretzky. She is 1 of 2 for her lone point here in the basketball game. Elm Creek in a low-scoring game, leading Wilcox Hildreth 27-18 at the end of three. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460 as the free throw is up and in by Goretzky. She'll get the second. Prasoski back in for Kearney Catholic with 2:41 to go. Centura, second free throw, Goretzky in and out, no good. Rebound, Dinas, and she's fouled by Prasoski. Ball came out wide, Dinas grabbed it. Brianna will get two free throws, third foul on Prasoski. And for Dinas, she is 2 of 4 at the line. Got her for 6 points, 11 rebounds, and the free throw is good. So Centura never giving up. They continue to battle here. Trying to get this score back to a little more respectable look like it was in the first half. Second free throw too strong. Krolikowski trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will grab the basketball. This has been a fairly long game on average time considerations, but with all the turnovers and a few fouls, that's why Shundoff back in for the Stars. Has it in the right-hand corner to Maddie Squires. Studi, Prasoski, and Colling are all out there. Squires backs her way in. Out top to Colling, into the corner to Studi. Out top, Shundoff. Lobs it inside, and Dinas steps in front to knock the ball away, and they're going to call Dinas for the foul, and she has fouled out of the basketball game. And for Brianna Dinas, that's it. She's a senior. That's her final moments. And gets a hug from Coach Mettenbrink. One of her finer games that I've seen her play was here tonight. 7 points, 11 rebounds for Centura tonight. Gleason is already fouled out. Now she'll foul out with 2:15 to go. And Taylor Schultz will check in. Another senior. Roth and Dynasty, the playing time. Schultz and Kasperson kind of come in towards the end of the game. And at the line, the front end of the 1-1 is up and in by Maddie Squires. She has 14 points to lead the way for the Stars. And the shot is up and in. That's only the third point of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. 53-35. Second free throw is also good. So Squires hits them both. She's 4 of 6 from the line and has 15 points. 54-35. Stars continue to put some pressure on. And the ball knocked away. Jordan Stride out there, shunned off. And for Centura, they've got Goretzky, Neville, Krolikowski, along with Roth, and, of course, Schultz, who just came in. And check foul on Kearney Catholic. Jordan Stride, her first, but it's the 10th team foul. So Casey Krolikowski will go to the line and shoot two. Still, Centura has only 3 buckets in the second half. Everything else is free throws. They have been to the line a ton. You'd think as many free throws as they've shot, they'd be getting intentionally fouled, and it won't go for Krolikowski. This will be the 12th free throw attempt of the fourth quarter and 20th attempt of the half, 30th of the game. On the way, and good. Krolikowski gets 1 of 2. Final score, Ansley Litchfield 46, South Loop 34. And back in, Kylie Teal for Kearney Catholic. Coach Petrie hasn't cleared the bench yet with 2 minutes to go. Stride's jump pass is knocked out of bounds by Krolikowski. Again, the Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Final stats, coaches' interviews. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bolas, and Carroll. 1:50 to go. Streit sees a seam, drives, puts it up and in, and draws a blocking foul on Taylor Schultz. Streit drew the contact and then put the shot up. Smart play there by the freshman, Jordan Streit. That's her second bucket and a chance at a three-point play. And the free throw is up and rolls off the side. No good. Out of bounds. Going to belong to Kearney Catholic. And checking in is Morgan Kasperson, the other senior for Centura. And Morgan Teal comes in for Kearney Catholic with 1:48 remaining. We're waiting to see if the birthday girl is going to get in here. Mackenzie Smith's 18th birthday today. And Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout because they couldn't get the basketball in. They have two timeouts remaining. 1:48 to go in this sub-district semifinal. And your score, Kearney Catholic 56, Centura 36.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Out of the timeout, Maddie Squires to Kayla Shundoff. Baseline jumper up and in. First bucket for Shundoff. And the Stars have went on a little run, but coast-to-coast the other way. Neville takes it in, and Mariah will hit the layup. 58-38. At the other end, here's Teal. Her attempt at a shot is knocked away there. She ran into a variety of defenders. Kolakowski goes for the steal, out of bounds, off of Streit. Now here comes a couple of the Kearney Catholic seniors in Elena Bach and the birthday girl, Mackenzie Smith. Going to get to play here a little over a minute on her 18th birthday. And, of course, her family can't let that go up in the stands, as it'll be Jordan Streit on the inbounds. Streit up top to Maddie Squires. Squires drives right side, decides she'll take the shot and score. 17 for Maddie Squires, and it's 60-38, the exact final score from last week. 60-38. We've got 45 seconds, and we may see it twice in a row. With it, Michaela Hansen gives it to Neville. Lobs it backside. There is Kasperson. Kasperson drives in, wants to pass it off, and it's off of Schultz. They can't get it, and out of bounds it'll go. Turnover number 30 in the game for Centura. And just didn't have it tonight. Elena Bach gets it into Streit, 35 seconds to go. The seniors check out for Centura so that they can get a hand. In for Centura, there's Emily Wells again. Smith gives it to Bach. Bach with 25 seconds to Streit. It's deflected off of her and out of bounds to Centura. 23 seconds remaining. Up the floor, Michaela Hansen checks the clock. Wants to stay out of the trap here. Gets it across the timeline to Carly Nitsch, who's in. Tries to get it into Goretzky. Does. She'll lay it up and in. Mackenzie, her first bucket to go with a couple of free throws. 7 seconds left. Elena Bach. Bach trying to get it to midcourt. Tipped away, and that's the end of the basketball game. The final score, Kearney Catholic 60 and Centura 40. Kearney Catholic advances to the sub-district final for the anticipated Battle of Unbeatens, Kearney Catholic and Minden, the only two unbeaten girls basketball teams in any class of the state, will meet Thursday night at 7 o'clock here at Kearney High. We'll have it for you beginning with a 6:45 pregame here on Classic Hits. The doors will open at 5:30 for fans that are coming into attendance, and we expect a pretty full house on Thursday night. We will have the finals of the D1 on ESPN 1460. That'll be on Kearney Catholic's home gymnasium floor, Overton, and it looks like they'll play Elm Creek, who was ahead of the fourth quarter against Wilcox Hildreth. And on the breeze, 94.5 Thursday night, Hastings St. Cecilia and Blue Hill. And that should be a great battle as well. 60-40 Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome back, everyone, to Kearney Catholic. It's time for, to Kearney High, as Kearney Catholic has beaten the Centurions tonight 60-40. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, with a great selection to choose from, you'll always be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports Incorporated. Joined now by the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Rick Petrie. And, Coach, there's just something about rivalries. Centura and Kearney Catholic have been the best two basketball girls teams in the conference for a number of years. You and Kathy know each other so well. They had a very good game plan tonight, and you forced them into a lot of turnovers, and they missed a lot of shots. They had to play a really good basketball game to beat you guys, and they tested you early on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we knew that coming into the game. You know, they're a quality team. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gotten 17 wins, and, you know, Kathy always does a great job preparing her teams, and, you know, you have to give them all the credit in the world.
What was troubling tonight? What did give you problems?
Well, free throws, for one
thing.
Well,
yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah.
That was awful. So I don't know what it was, but it was not good.
8 for 24.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen her shoot free throws like that, you know. Some of it's focus and concentration, shooting at a different basket, but, you know, You go to away games all the time. You got to make free throws. So, you know, I think that Centura just did a good job defensively, and we had to adjust what we were doing. You know, we finally had some kids step up and make some shots.
Third quarter was big for you. The last time you played, it was kind of the second quarter was big for you. But you did make a couple of plays in the last minute of the half that got that lead from 8 to 12 as well. What was the message at halftime?
And that was, well, kind of keep doing what we were doing. I think, you know, we kind of wore them down a little bit, throwing a number of girls in there, and I thought Michelle Messbarger came in and was really good on defense, and, you know, we had some other people hit some shots, and we just keep throwing people at them, and they're not real deep, and that's, you know, something that's tough for them, and, you know, tried to make Casey Krolikowski work as hard as she could, and I think she got a little tired toward the end of the game.
Yeah, all you got to do is look at a player's jersey, and sometimes it tells the whole story, and Krolikowski's looked like she had played about three basketball games here tonight.
Yeah, she's a great player, and she does a lot for them. So.
It looked like they tried to take Prasoski out of the game a little bit tonight,
and they did.
Too.
They did that second half of the game last time, and we kind of knew going in that basically it's a no-help defense. They're not helping off of her, and they're just face-guarding her wherever she goes. So sometimes you have to make those adjustments in what you're going to do and how you're going to attack it. And, you know, I thought, for the most part, we did a pretty good job of doing those things.
It got to a point where there were a lot of loose ball calls in this game tonight. You got most of them. Is there a reason in your mind you think you got to a few more than they did?
I don't know. Maybe we're fresher. I don't know. That's a good question.
All right. Well, the 60-40 win tonight, you survive, and it's the game everybody's been waiting for, especially since you guys, maybe Christmas time, when you prove that you're a team that might win them all, and you have won them all so far. This is a big deal. I know the coaches don't want to make a big deal out of it, and it's not like somebody's going to stay home. I mean,
no,
you guys
that's
are going
true.
To stay.
Somebody is going to get to go.
How do you approach it?
Well, I think you just approach it as another basketball game. You try to. I think both teams just hey, it's another game, and you know, obviously the winner wants to have bragging rights and that sort of thing. But you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not like a district game that you have to win. But at the same time, our girls need to compete, and that's what we're going to have to do. I mean, Minden, they're a great team, and we're going to have to compete, and we're going to have to handle their pressure. And so I guess we'll see on Thursday night how that goes.
Well, obviously, I can't tell you how many times I've been asked to predict or say what's going to happen if Kearney Catholic and Minden play each other. I have had one kind of solid answer the whole time, but I want to ask you the question. What is different in your eyes about this year's Minden team as opposed to the one that you played last year?
Well, I think the addition of Taylor Kissinger has been huge for them. They are she gives them really four quality starters, and I don't mean to demean the fifth starter for them, but you know, you've got the three Kissingers and Stewart, and you know, Allie Rouse does her job defensively and helps, you know, run the program for them. And I think that's a big difference. She's talented. She had a great game tonight. You know, she got a lot of layups and hit some outside shots and just did a lot of nice things.
And the main difference where maybe you had an advantage last year was you had the three post players at 6'1". You don't have that this year, but as you showed tonight, you've got 10 girls that can be water bugs out there running up and down the floor. So I guess you're as good, but you're good in a different way.
Yeah, it's a totally different team this year, and you know, we're going to come out and, you know, try and get up and down the floor with them a little bit and see how that goes.
You're always pretty calm. Does this type of game put a little extra juice even in a coach's
step?
Well,
sure it does. You know, these are the fun games, and this is what you work hard all year for, is to have an opportunity to play in a game like this. I mean, this is, you know, two undefeated teams ranked number 1 and 2 in the state, you know, in the same sub. And that's just a great opportunity for both teams.
All right. We'll let you get to the locker room and look forward to a great game on Thursday. You don't have to get here early if you don't want to. You guys already got tickets punched.
That's true. We do. We I hope they'll let us in.
Rick, thanks for the time. Good luck Thursday, man.
All right. Thanks.
That's Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll give you the final stats after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here are the final numbers of tonight's basketball game. For Centura, they had five different players get in the score column tonight, and they had many more pull down some rebounds for them. Let us start with Ashlyn Roth. She is not much of a shooter unless they've got the breakaway. Didn't score tonight, had one rebound. Brianna Dinas, great game for her before she fouled out. 7 points and a game-high 11 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski led the way with 16 points, 6 rebounds. Mariah Neville, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Emily Wells had a rebound. Mackenzie Goretzky, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Annika Gleason, who fouled out early in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go, had 11 points, and she finished with 9 rebounds in the basketball game. 17 rebounds in each half is what I had Centura for. Free throw shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, 10 of 20 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 17 in the first half and 13 in the second half for Centura. The Centurions had 20 points in each half, so they had the same amount of points, the same amount of rebounds. 40 points, 34 rebounds, 16 out of 30 at the free throw line, 0 of 7 from three-point land, and 30 turnovers. Centura will end this year a 17 and 8 record and say goodbye to four seniors, Morgan Casperson, Taylor Schultz, Ashlyn Roth, and Brianna Dinas. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger was on fire tonight. 13 points, 3 rebounds, forced numerous turnovers tonight. Shayla Connor, 2 points, 1 rebound. Jordan Streit, 4 points. Allie Prasoski held the 2 points, probably a season low, as she is the team's leading scorer. But didn't need her tonight. Whitney Colling, 6 points, 1 rebound. Morgan Studi, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 7 points, all in the first half, 1 rebound. Maddie Squires led the way tonight with 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Anna Squires didn't score, but she had a team-high 9 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points and a rebound. And Caitlin Long, 2 points and 2 rebounds. I had the Stars for 12 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 14 in the first half. And in the second half, man, as we told you, it just was not very good. They were 2 of 10 at the line in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half. And they were 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 32 points at halftime, 28 in the second half. The Stars finish with 60 points, 26 rebounds. They were 8 of 24 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 16 turnovers. But Kearney Catholic improves to 24-0 with a 60-40 win over Centura. They advance to the sub-district final against undefeated Minden Thursday night at 7 here on Classic Hits, and we'll have all the action for you right here beginning at about 6:50 on Thursday night. Let's give you the other scores, final scores from around the area for tonight, and it was Elm Creek just finishing up over Wilcox Hildreth 32-26. They will play Overton, a 47-43 winner tonight in their ball game over Axtell. That'll be at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 Thursday night at 7. Thursday night on the Breeze at 7 o'clock, it'll be St. Cecilia against Blue Hill. St. Cecilia's three losses are to Grand Island Northwest, Minden, and Kearney Catholic. And Blue Hill has just the one loss on the year. Blue Hill wins tonight 59-30 over Southern Valley. And it was Hastings St. Cecilia, no problem with Donovan Trumbull this evening, 57-30. Taking a look at some of the other girls' games tonight, they're just about all in the books. Arapahoe beat Alma by a score of 54-32. Ansley Litchfield over South Loup, 46-34. Bruning Davenport Shickley over Nebraska Lutheran, 48-29. Bertrand over Loomis, 51-33. Central City beat St. Paul, 53-38. Also going on tonight, Elm Creek beat Wilcox Hildreth. If we didn't tell you that already, Eustace Farnham beat SEM, 48-33. Also, Giltner got by Kennesaw, 51-43. Gothenburg over Ogallala, 39-19. Central Catholic beat Adams Central, 45-42. Hastings over Grand Island, 57-52. Heartland Lutheran beat Shelton, 38-31. Hershey over Cozad, 58-26. Lawrence Nelson beat Silver Lake, 40-32 in girls action tonight. Was Minden here over Broken Bow, 77-28. Ravenna beat Stapleton McPherson County, 48-27. Red Cloud over Harvard, 42-17. Stewart beat Anselmo Myrna, 59-29. Sutton over Sandy Creek, 45-30. Twin River over Nebraska Christian, 41-25. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes. We'll be back on Thursday. And don't forget state wrestling coverage as well from Omaha. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. It will be a battle of unbeatens Thursday. Minden beat Broken Bow 77-28. Kearney Catholic over Centura 60-40. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Going to Bowling is out for three.